Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. As we discussed extensively in our previous shir, the halach is that the avodim of a kohen are entitled to eat truma. If the kohen is nifter, and his sons, who are also obviously kohanim, yarshin him, inherit him, so those those avodim can continue eating the truma. That's referring to the avde to the nechse tzayim bazel, as we discussed in our previous year. There are two types of assets that a woman can bring into the marriage. There's nechse melug and nechse tzayim bazel, and as we discussed in our previous year, the nechse melug belong to the woman, to the wife essentially. The nechse tzayim bazel belong to the husband. And therefore, the nechse tzayim bazel, which belong to the husband, get inherited to the husband's children. And if they are sons, they are kohanim. And certainly, those avodim will continue eating the truma. Says our Mishnah discusses different situations where it's not as obvious as we just discussed. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Shenisus L'Kayim. If a Bas Yisrael married a kohen or mace, and that is kohen passes away, v'nichum maberes, but she left this woman, he left his wife pregnant. Here the halach is la'yachal avodah b'truma. The avodim, even though the nichsei tzoyin barzo of the kohen may not eat truma, and the reason says the Mishnah meishchelke shel uber, because the fetus is an owner of this eved, because the fetus will belong, the fetus will be one of the yarshim. It says the Mishnah shall uber poisel, if there's a child who's a fetus, he prevents his mother from being able to eat truma. For as we discussed in our previous shir, the halacha is that if a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, so certainly as long as she's married to the kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. And we learned that if her husband, the kohen, dies, it depends. If he left over children, then the halacha is that the children, then she could continue eating truma. But if she did not leave over children, then we learned the halacha is that she doesn't have a right to eat truma. What happens if he didn't leave over children, but he left her over pregnant? So the halacha is that is enough that she is considered the bas kohen who married the Yisrael, to no longer be able to eat, to still be considered as if she had children from the Yisrael, and may not go back to her father's house in the Truma. Ain't a machel, but on the other hand, that let's say, this way Rashi learns, that let's say a Bas Yisrael, as we just said, is married to a Kohen. Had there been children left over, she would be able to continue eating Truma. She can't eat Truma based on those children. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Amrloi, so Rabbi Chum said to Rabbi Yosi, Ma'ach shadat alon Abbas Yisrael l'koyin, now that you told us that if Abbas Yisrael married a koyin, that the halacha is that if she leaves over an uber, the halacha is that the avdei tzoyin barzel will not be allowed to eat truma. And as we'll see in the Gemara, the Pasha Pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that even though there are other brothers who are Baruch Hashem alive, and Baruch Hashem owned this, are certainly owners in this Eved Kanani, Tzoyin Bazel, still the fact that there's an Uber here, there's a fetus here, it prevents the Avdei Tzoyin Bazel from eating Truma. Apas Koyin L'Koyin V'meis, the halacha is that even if the Bas Koyin married a Koyin, V'nichum U'beres and left her pregnant, the halacha ought to be that the avodim should not be allowed to eat truma, but the rabbanan are asking to Rabbi Yossi, you spoke specifically about a case of Bas Yisrael shenisus l'kayin, but why should it make a difference if it's a Bas Yisrael that's nisus l'kayin or it's a Bas kayin that married to the kayin? It's not the issue of the woman. The issue is the uber. that this fetus is what's preventing the avodah from being able to eat. And if it's the fetus that's preventing them from being able to eat, it shouldn't make a difference who is the mother, what is a mother's status if she was a Bas Yisrael or Bas Koyim. But we have certainly learned in our Mishnah a new concept, and that is the concept of a Uber, the concept of a fetus affecting the ability of the avodim to eat from truma. And ask the Gemara, Bailu, Tam de Rabbi Yossi, what is the reason for Rabbi Yossi taking this position? Is his position, because Uber b'mei zoro zorhu, that as long as the Uber is in the fetus of its mother, it's considered a zor. And we've learned that when is there a halacha that avodim are entitled to eat? Because it's kin, because they are the kinyan kasboy of the koyin. So they are also the kinyan kasboy of the uber. And now the Gemara is suggesting that maybe the uber, this fetus, while it's in its mother's womb, is not considered a zor. It's considered a zor. And the kinyan kasboy of a koyin is entitled to eat truma, not the kinyan kasboy of a zor. So do we say uber b'mei imoy zorhu? And there's a number of ways of understanding this in the Achroinim. One is that until a child is born, we know that why is the child of a Kohen, the son of a Kohen? Because if his father's a Kohen, he's a Kohen. But suggests the Achroinim, the Rishash, that only begins once the child is born. Till he's born, he's not connected to the father. Or is there another halacha that you can't be considered a Kohen until you are born? And if you're not considered a Kohen until you're born, so then this Eved who is going to belong, the Uber is one of the Yarshim of his father, is a Zor, and therefore he's not a Kohen, and there's no Kinyan Kasboy. Adilma, or maybe the reason is, because the Pasuk says, V'yilid beisoy heim yoichlu belachmoy, and from here we learn, Yilud macha, only a child that was already born has the ability to give others the right to eat truma. However, she'ein a yolid, until he's born, ain't a machel. And therefore, this fetus, who clearly, obviously wasn't born yet, his avodim will not be allowed to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, we just gave two possible explanations in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, what is nafkamina between these two explanations? Says the Gemara, le'uba b'mei kohenis. What would be the halacha that the uber is born to a woman who's a kohenis? Because if we're going to say that the reason is that since this child is in the womb of his mother who's not a kohen, so therefore he doesn't have the ability to have his avodim yet eat truma. His mother is not a Zara. His mother is a Kohenis. But if we're going to say that because he wasn't born yet, he doesn't have the ability to let his Avodim eat Truma, so it doesn't make a difference what is the status of his mother. The reality is he wasn't born yet. And if he wasn't born yet, he doesn't have the ability to have his Avodim eat the Truma. Mai, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Hanatam Reb Yosi. So says the Gemara, there's Machloikus Amaroim. What is the explanation of in Reb Yosi? Amar Rabba Hanatam Reb Yosi. The Ksava Uber B'mei Zora Zorhu. Still has a category of a Zor. And therefore, if the mother will not be a Zora, this halacha would not apply. Reb Yosi Amar, the other reason. Yilud Macho, and Yod Enim Lachl. Ask the Gemara, on the opinion that Rabbi Yosef just said, that the reason is it depends if he was born or not. We learned in a brisa, asked the Gemara, Amr le Rabbi Yosef, the Chacham who disagreed with Rabbi Yosef said to him, Me'achashad talona Bas Yisrael l'koyin, that you told us that a Bas Yisrael married a koyin and left her pregnant, that the Allah is, that the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, and not allowed to eat truma. So our question is, Bas koyin l'koyin mahu, what's going to be halacha if the mother was already a Bas Kohen and she was married to a Kohen and this Kohen to whom she was married passed away and she's pregnant? Amalhem, so Rabbi Yosi responded, Zu, the halacha, if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen and she's left pregnant, that fetus prevents the avodim from eating truma. Zu shemati, that's the case that I heard. Zu lo shemati, but the case that of a bas kohen married to Yisroel, that married to a kohen, this I didn't hear. And the way the Rishonim explained, Rashi explains, it's not just I didn't hear. There, the avdei tzayim brazer would be allowed to continue eating the truma. So now the Gemara makes its point. Yamrit b'shlama uber b'mei zarhu. If we're going to say that the uber, while it's in its mother's womb, and the mother is not a kohenis, that's why we could understand the distinction. Hine the kamala zu shemati zu lo shemati. So we could understand the distinction between if the mother is a bas yisrael, that's why the uber prevents the avodim from eating truma. Whereas when the mother is a bas kohen, so the child is not going to be a zar anyway, and because of his mother is also a kohenis, and that's why the avodim would be allowed to eat. Eli amrit, if we're going to say the reason is Yulod Machel, and Yud Ein Malachel, that the issue is that since this fetus had not yet been born, he doesn't have the ability to give his avodim to eat. So then, I don't understand, asked the Gemara, my zu shmati, v'zu lo shmati. Why is there a distinction between if the uber is in the mother who's a kohenis versus the uber is a mother who's Yisraelis? Both are the same, that the halacha ought to be that if you're saying that the issue is that because he wasn't born, he can't give his avodim to eat, this both should be the same halacha. And indeed, says the Gemara, on this explanation, we have akasha. Why there is this distinction? So the way the Gemara just explained, it seems that uber m'mei zara zarhu is a much stronger explanation because we don't have a question on it. And we can understand the distinction that Rabbi Yossi made between if the mother's a kohenis or the mother is not a kohenis. So according to this explanation, what would be the halacha if there's a very relevant question? And that is, what is the halacha regarding the pregnant wife of a kohen? Is she allowed to come in contact with tuma? We know that kohanim are obligated to avoid tuma, tumas mace. Then I'll go into the oil of a mace, etc. Then I'll go into dalar amos of a cemetery. What is going to be the halacha if a woman is pregnant? And we have to be concerned that perhaps this child that she's carrying is a boy. And the halacha ought to be that maybe if she, there should be, is that boy, do we have to tell her that she can't expose herself to tumah? So actually, the Kibbutz Aretz, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, quotes Rav Zalman Lifshitz a brisk, who says that even if the mother is not a kohenis, the mother is Yisraelis, the halacha is she's still not allowed to come in contact with tuma as long as she's pregnant, because by contracting tuma during her pregnancy, she causes that her child will be born as a kohen tamei, and causing a kohen to become tamei is Osir. Rabbi Chanan, however, says, certainly using the Gemara that we just learned, Rabbi Chanan says there's maybe a difference between if the mother is a Kohenis or the mother is Yisraelis. Just like our Gemara, says Rabbi Chanan, well, if the mother is Yisraelis, that's why the Uber prevents his Avodim from eating Truma. But if the mother is a Kohenis, then we can't say that that Uber is a Zor. So too, suggests Rabbi Chanan, it'll make a difference. If the mother who's married to a kohen is a bas yisrael, says Rabbi Chanan, the halacha should be that she should not have a problem of exposing herself to tuma, because the uber is not yet considered a kohen. Uber b'mei imay zara zarhu, versus if the mother is a kohenis. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. He says that this halacha, that a kohen is not allowed to become tamei, only obviously applies to male kohanim. So he says that even if the mother is a bas kohen, and that gives her uber more of the status of a kohen, the fetus has the status of his mother. In other words, says the Chasam Sofer, yes, we're calling the Uber of a Kohanis a Kohen, but what type of Kohen is he? Suggests the Chasam Sofer, he's a Kohen that's a Kohen like a female Kohanis. And just like a female Kohanis does not have a halacha that she may not come in contact with Tuma, so too will this, even if he's a male Uber. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, paskins that Uber b'mei zara zor. That means, according to the Rambam, the halacha should be, perhaps, that a pregnant Kohenis should not be allowed to expose to child to tumah. Why, on the other hand, the Rambam clearly says that the wife of a Kohen who is pregnant doesn't have a, is not considered a problem of entering into a basic forest, etc. Says, so the Achroinim Rishonim try to understand the opinion of the Rambam. The Rukeach says that the pregnant wife of a Kohen can rely on a Sfek Sfeika. There's one Sfek, and we're going to speak about this in our shir. There's one Sfek, maybe the child is a female. All of these halachas only apply by a male. And there's also a chance that the child is a nafil, that he won't survive. We combine that Sfeika, that's why we could be lenient. According to the Rukeach, that means, explain the Achroinim, that if we'll know for certain through a sonogram that this child that this woman is carrying is a male, so we don't have a Sfek Sfeika, and we cannot be lenient. The Ratvaz has a different reason to be lenient. Says the Halacha, he says he quotes a Mishnah Masechta Chulin that's Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph that says that if a mother is carrying Rachman Lutzlan, a dead fetus, the mother doesn't become Tameh. And the Gemara explains that why not. He says that the fetus, is when it's still in its mother's womb, is considered a Tumma Balua. And it's something which is a Tumma Balua doesn't have the ability to spread Tumma. Says the Ritvaz that the same halacha will apply to Tahara Balua. When somebody or something, the fetus, is in its mother's womb, so it's Balua. Since there's a concept of Tahara Balua, Tahara Balua cannot become Tameh. That's why this child can't become Tameh. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Mishmur, this that we've discussed in our Mishnah, that does the Uber, the fetus, prevent the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel from eating Truma or not? It's all based on the fact that we consider that the child, even though he's not yet born, to be an owner of these avodim. Says the Gemara, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Ava Chama Imrim, Yeshloi Bonim, that if the Kohen who passed away had sons other than this Uber, then Eichlum, the avodim, could continue eating Truma Mishuma Bonim because of the surviving sons. Eloi Bonim, but if he did not have children, Eichlum Mishuma Achim, he could eat because if he survived with brothers. And the halacha is if somebody doesn't have children, his brothers yarshin him. Eloi Achlim, Eichlum Mishuma Mishpacha Kula, he eats because of other family members that they are Kohanim and they eat because of them. Says the Gemara. The Shmuel says that this is the opinion of Yossi, which seems to indicate that Loi Sfirle, that Shmuel himself doesn't hold that way. And Shmuel doesn't hold that the fact that the other children, that's why they will be able, the Avodah will be able to eat. But ask the Gemara, Hamal Shmuel or Rav Chana Bar Gitar, don't we find that Shmuel told Rav Chana Bar Gitar, Puk Eisli Be'ez Sara, bring to me 10 men, Ve'emelach Ban Payu, that I will say to them in publicize, Ha'ubel Mazak Lubakana, that if somebody takes ownership of something on behalf of an Uber, it's considered a valid transaction. So we see that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that even though this child has not yet been born, he still holds that the child has the ability to take ownership of something. Says the Gemara Zu, we have to say that Shmuel was saying that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and not only is this the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Sfirulei. So Tosfos asks, how could we say that Shmuel paskins that Amzakali Uber Kana, that Uber has the ability to participate in a transaction? We know that Shmuel is the man that says that Ein Adam Makna Davish La Baloilam, that in Sechtik Subis, Shmuel teaches us that you can't buy or sell something that didn't come into existence. So how could we do a transaction with an Uber who hasn't yet come into existence? So Tosfos answers two Terutzim. One Terutz, Tosfos says, is that the Uber is considered a Davish Shabaloilam. The fetus already exists. Even though he has not yet emerged from his mother, he's still considered as if he exists. Another pshat that Tosfos says, that even though Shmuel holds Ein Adam Makna Dovah Shaloi Baloilam, something which has not yet come into existence, cannot be bought or sold, Shmuel will hold Adam Makna Lidovah Shaloilam. Somebody could do a transaction with something or someone who has not yet come to the world. And therefore, this Uber, who has not yet come to the world, even though he has not yet come to the world, doing a transaction with him, Shmuel will agree, is absolutely legitimate. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmalon. So what is Shmuel telling us? That this is the halacha of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi obviously held this way in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi held that Uber has issue, that the Uber, we consider the Uber's existence. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel wants to teach us the Pligi Rabbanan like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or me Pligi, is that true that Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yossi regarding the rights of an Uber? Masa Rabbi Zakai, we find the following Brisa. Zu Eidus Hayed Rabbi Yossi Mbnei Yishai Ma'ayi Vavtalian. The following testimony was offered by Shmai Vavtalian that Avodim, that the Uber causes that the Avodim should not be able to eat Truma, v'hoideloi, and the Chachamim agreed with him. So what are you telling me that this is the subject of a machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon? Amar of Rashi, so Rashi says we have to pay careful attention to what it said here. Miktani Kiblu, does the Braisa say that Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi? The Braisa doesn't say that they agree with Rabbi Yossi. What they said was, for Hoidloik Tani, it says that they agreed that they said the Mistar Batame, what he says makes sense, but that doesn't mean that they agree. Tan Rabbanan, says the Braisa, if you have a kohen that married a Bas Yisrael, the kohen died, and he niach banim, and he left over children, and his wife is not pregnant, the halacha is, Elu ve'elu, both the Avdim Tzoyim Barzel and the Avdim Malug, Oichlam Alayi Eat Truma. Because the Avdim Malug belonged to the wife, and since the wife, because she had children with this husband who was a Kayan, is entitled to continue eating Truma, so Avdim Malug, that belonged to her, continue eating Truma. And the Avdim Tzoyim Barzel, who are the property of the sons that this Kayan left over, also are entitled to eat Truma because of their owners, the sons of the Kayan who passed away. Henichum Meberes, if he left the wife pregnant and there are no other children besides this fetus that the mother is carrying, everybody will agree, Elu v'elu ein oichlam, that neither the Avdi Malug nor the Avdi Tzoyim Barzel should be allowed to eat Truma. And the reason is, the Avdi Malug belonged to the wife. And when is a wife that was married to a Kohen allowed to continue eating Truma? When there were children. But here there were no children. And the only child that's left is the Uber. And we're going to learn that Yelud Machel, Sheni Yelud Eina Machel. The Avdi Tzoyim Barzel don't eat because the owner of these Avdei Tzoyim Barzel is this fetus, and the fetus cannot cause that Avodim should eat. But what will be the halacha, continues the Braisa, Niach Bona V'Niach Muberes. The Kayin who passed away left over children, left over sons, and he also left over this wife who's pregnant. Avdei Malug Oichlem, so the Avdei Malug will certainly be continued to eat. Keder Shia Cheles, she's allowed to eat, because the Kohen who passed away left children,
and her husband, the Kohen who left children, entitles her to continue eating, and if she's allowed to eat, the Avdi Malug that belonged to her also may continue eating. Avdi Tzoy Brazel lo yoichlu, but Avdi Tzoy Brazel may not eat because Chelka Shaluber, because one of the owners of this of these Avdi Tzoy Brazel is this fetus, and the halacha is her Uber Paisel, that the Uber could prevent, as we learned earlier in the Mishnah, his mother, if she was a Bas Kohen marrying to Yisrael, from being able to eat truma when a husband, the Yisrael, passes away, vein amachel, but he doesn't have the right to cause that his mother, who is a bas Yisrael to marry, who was married to a kohen, to continue eating. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, I'm Mishum Aviv, habas machelis. If the kohen died and he left over an uber and a bas, the loch is that the bas gives the Avdi Tzoy Brazel the right to eat truma, habet ein amachel. The Gemara Mitzvah Shem and Amid Beis will explain this opinion. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Aimer, Shimon ben Yochai says, if the Kohen died, left over Zecharim, he left over male children and an Uber, Yoichlu, then the Avodim of may eat truma. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai is saying that this halach applies both to the Avdi Malug and the Avdi Tzoy Brazel. Dav the Maluga allowed to eat because she's the Kohen left over children. That's why his wife can continue eating truma. And Avdi Malug, who belonged to her, could also continue eating truma. And Avdi Tzoy Brazel eat because we look at the surviving male children. And we're not concerned about the Uber, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, which the Gemara will explain soon why. However, if the husband passed away and all the surviving children, the husband, the Kohen, who passed away, and all the surviving children were in the Kavis, were females, then the halach is lo yoichlu. Because the Uber, who may be a male, is the one that's going to be the Yoirish. Sheme Uber Zocher, Vein Lebonos, B'makam Ben Klum. Midaraisa, a daughter is not a Yoirish when there is a son. So maybe this Uber is a son, and he's the owner of the Avodim. The daughters are not the Avodim. Or owners of the Avodim, and therefore, and the Uber, as we're learning, does not have the ability to cause that his property, his Avodim, should be allowed to eat truma, and that's why nobody will be able to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, my area. So Gemara asks that we just learned in a case where all the surviving children are daughters, then the Avodim can't eat because maybe the Uber is a Zachar. Ask the Gemara, my area. Why is the consideration because he may be, this fetus may be a Zohar, and he is the sole owner of these Avodim? Take away the Keva Nami Pasla, even if the Uber is in the Keva, a female, but he's one of the she is one of the Yarshim. And since she's one of the Yarshim, so that, and she, and this fetus who's a female is one of the owners, and a fetus cannot cause that its mother should be able to eat, that the Avodim should be able to eat. So she is preventing, this fetus is preventing the Avodim from eating. So why is there a difference if the fetus is a male or a female? So the Gemara, you're right. Chad of Oidkom, the way to understand it, that there are two reasons why in these circumstances, that if the Kohen who passed away only left over females, and a mother and a wife who's pregnant, why the Uber prevents the Avdi Tzoy Brazel from eating. Chodor, number one, the Nekeva Nami Pasla. Because if the fetus is a female, and in a case where there are only female descendants left, they are the Yarshim, but this fetus is one of them. And since she's one of the owners, that will prevent the Avodim from being mutate. Void, and there's another reason that the Gemara suggests is a issue. Shem yimtza uber zacher. We need to be considering that the uber is a zacher. And if he's a zacher, he's the full-fledged owner of this eved, because ein lebono is b'mokma ben klum. And therefore, since he wasn't born yet, he will prevent the avodim from being able to eat truma. Says the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that if she left over zacharim, yoichlu. But ask that, and they are the male, if they're males, if there were sons left over, even though the wife is pregnant, the Avodim could eat truma. But ask the Gemara, why are we ignoring the Uber? Ha'ika uber, answers the Gemara, Kasavar of Shimon ben Yochai says, Ein choshin l'miyuta. He says, there's a mathematical equation here. Number one, the uber may be a female. And if she's a female, and she has brothers, the brothers are the owners of the avodim, not the uber. And even if the fetus is a male, there's a suffix if it's going to survive. That causes a svek sveka, and therefore a svek sveka creates that there's only a minority chance that this child is to be concerned with this child. We're not worried for miuta. Vibay sema, or another teretz suggests the Gemara, loyalim kasavach shishil miuta. We are indeed concerned that this uber is a male. And therefore, since this uber is a male, he's a brother amongst the brothers, but he's a brother who hasn't been born yet. That's why he ought to prevent the avodim from being able to eat truma. But says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, avdina leitakanta, we do something that our eved should be able to eat truma. And what do we do? Kerev Nachman Amishmul. Dabar Nachman Shmul. Yisomim Shabbat Lachlik B'nichse Aviyim. If Yisomim come to divide the assets that the father left over, the estate that the father left over, and these Yisomim are ktanim, are still not bar mitzvah, so they don't have the legal capacity to enter into a transaction. So how do we divide the Yerusha of a father whose children are still, who left over children, that some of his children are ketanim? Shabbat lachla b'nechse aviyim. What does Bezdin do? Bezdin madmidin lam apotropos. Bezdin appoints a apotropos, or b'yalam chelik yofa, and this administrator acts as a representative of these ketanim to choose a decent share for them. Shigdilu, and then says the b'raisa, when these ketanim become gedolim, when they become mitzvah, they have a right to protest that they are not satisfied with what they got. There's a machlokes rishonim, how far they could demand that it be redone. Some rishonim say, as it seems as posh pshat in this gemara, they have a right to demand that the entire division should be redone. Others say that they only could, that their rights of protest are much more limited. That even if when they become adults, they can't make any protest. Dim kain, because if we're going to allow them to do so, then you're eliminating the power of Bezdin. Bezdin determines something, Bezdin appoints an apotropos, and we're saying that it's all meaningless. So Rav Shimon Yochai, when he said, Zor Chaim Yochailu, will hold that what we should do is, we should appoint an apotropos on behalf of the uber, and since he could appoint this apotropos, he'll take something else for the uber, and the avodim will belong solely to the surviving brothers. But since the avodim belong solely to the surviving brothers, that's why the avodim will be able to continue eating, because they don't have any owner who is an uber of fetus. Says the Gemara, Lema, the Rav Nachman Tanoihi. So now the Gemara is suggesting that the machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Yochai and Rav Yossi is really, do we accept Rav Nachman's suggestion? Says the Gemara, loy. It could be that everybody agrees with Rav Nachman. The kula alma isla Rav Nachman. But hacha, the braisa, where we have a machloikis of Shimon ben Yochai and Rav Yossi, is where Bezdin did not appoint a apotropos. And therefore, if there's no apotropos, the machloikus goes back to what we said at the top of the Amid, choshil miyuta kamifki. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that we're not concerned, since as we explained, statistically, the uber is not going to be an area of concern here, because, as we explained, if the mother, if he's a female, it's not a problem, because they are brothers, and even if it's a male, he may not survive. And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says we can discount him. And Rabbi Yossi says, we don't do so. But then, as we said before, we quoted in the Brisa the opinion of Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, Oymer Mishum Aviv, Habas Machelas, Habas Haben Einem Machel. That if there's, as we explained, that if there's a Bas, then the Aloch is the Avdi Tzion Bas will eat the Truma. But if there's a son, then he doesn't eat. Says the Gemara, not a Gemara tries to understand. What's pshat? The Gemara is assuming that Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is that if the Kohen passed away, then and he left over a daughter, and he also left over this Uber, the halacha will be that the Avodim are allowed to eat Truma. But if he left over a son and an Uber, then they may not eat Truma. Says the Gemara, if the issue is that there's this fetus here that is taking, that's an area of a concern. So ask the Gemara, Maishna ben deloy macho, what's the reason if there's a son and an Uber that the Avodim don't eat? Because we have the problem of the Chelka shel Uber. So then this, that is an owner in these Avodim, and he hasn't been born yet. And since he hasn't been born yet, he can't let, that prevents the Avodim that he owns from eating. So then the halacha ought to be similarly by Bas. If the Kohen left over a daughter and an Uber, the same concern exists. Nami loy tachel mechalke shel Uber. Why does Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi differentiate between a case where the Kohen who passed away left over a daughter and Uber versus a case where the Kohen who passed away left over a son and Uber? Amar Rabaya says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi explaining. Rather, the issue here is b'hocha b'nechasim u'atam askinam. The father who passed away had very minimal assets, and he did not have enough that the daughters should be able to survive until they become 12 and a half years old, until they become boigris, where at that point they're assumed that they could get married. And as we're going to learn in Masech Tiksubis and Mitzashem, the halach is that a husband undertakes in the ksuba that he's going to support his daughters until they become boigrusin. And therefore, in a case where a father passed away and he left over minimal assets, and there's only left enough in his estate that there should be to support the daughters, so and the father didn't just leave over a daughter, he left over a son. And the son, the halacha is, should get the assets. However, says the halacha, that the daughters come first to get what they're entitled to. So explains the Gemara. Manavshach, ihai de ma'abra benhu, if this fetus is a boy, lord of mahai de koi, he's no better than the surviving sons. Even though he's going to be born as a child, the daughters who are older than him come before him. And therefore, just like the other sons are discounted, the daughters take precedence because the estate that's left over, since it's a minimal estate and it's needed to support the daughters are considered in control of the state. Vibasi, and if the Uber is a daughter, my Achla, why does she have a right to eat? Because she's one of the daughters that the father has to support because of what we said in the Ksuba. Because of that Takana de Rabbanon. It says the Gemara, but when does that Takana Rabbanon kick in? The ownership that the daughter has, the rights that the daughter has, do not come into play until that daughter is actually born. So says the Gemara. So have we now explained Rav Shimon Bar Yossi's opinion? But my akinta, but the custom of the where there's minimum assets, and that's why the daughters are in control, not the son. Ask the Gemara. And if that's the case, let's continue learning the Braisa. Amos Sefer, Shimon ben Yochai said that if the father left over only daughters, then the halacha is, Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that I will agree that the avadim can't eat. Because why? Because we're concerned Shema Yimtza'u b'zachar, v'ein l'banis b'makam ben klum. The daughters don't count if the uber will end up being a zachar. But ask the Gemara, Adarabah, if we're talking in this price about a case of Nechasim Mu'atim, even if the Uber is a Zachar, we shouldn't have to be concerned with him. The Banas Nanu, it's the daughters who are under control. Says the Gemara, Sefer, we're going to be speaking about a case, Asan Nechasim Rubim, that they were Nechasim Rubim, and that's why the son is indeed the Yairish. And we need to be concerned, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that if the son is the Yairish, the son is not yet born, and that's why his Avodim cannot eat Truma. Says the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to explain Rav Shmuel Bar Yossi's explanation. Ask the Gemara. So we're saying that in a case where father passed away and left over minimal assets, everything belongs to the daughter. Says the Gemara, is that true? Nechasim ma'atim debonis nenu. Hamar of Asi Amar Abiyachanan. Yisayim shikadim machrub nechasim ma'atim. If there are nechasim ma'atim, the minimum assets, they were saying that the daughters have the right to those assets. But if the sons went and sold those assets, mashe machru machru. So we see that they are the true owners. Just as a takanan drabanan, but that doesn't mean that they are not the true owners. Elamai bas tektani, says the Gemara, when Reb Shmuel said bas, he didn't mean the daughters, he meant the aim. He meant the mother. And he holds like this, that the mother of the amon of the kohen eats truma, in a case where she had sons, and then not only does she eat truma, but the avdi malug also eat truma, because the avdi malug belonged to her. And when we said aben enemachel, is talking about the avdi tzoyim barzel, and then the avdi tzoyim barzel don't eat because one of their owners is this uber. He says the Gemara, if that's the case, hainu Rabbi Yossi. So according to this explanation, Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi are saying the exact same thing, that when the Kayan passed away and he left over children and an uber, we learned that the wife, the Amon of the Kayan, could eat because of her surviving children. Not only could the wife of the Kayan eat, her Avdi Maluk could eat also, and the Avdi Tzayim Barzel can't eat because of the ownership that the uber has in the Avdi Tzayim Barzel. So what's the difference between, according to this new explanation, between Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was the one that taught us this brisa in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi, and there is no machloikis between Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. Says the Mishnah, Huber. A Bas Kayin that was married to Yisrael. Or Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayin. And the husband died and left her Umuberis. And that's the only child that's left. Or Yavam. A Bas Kayin that was married to Yisrael. Or Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayin. And the husband dies. So now she's a Shemeris Yavam. The Erisin. A Bas Kayin that's Moresis to Yisrael. Or Bas Yisrael that's Moresis to a Kayin. V'cherish, a Bas Kayin who married a Yisrael who was a Cherish. A Cherish throughout Shas is somebody who's a deaf mute. Is considered an individual who doesn't have Das. Or Bas Yisrael that married to a Kayin who's a Cherish. And therefore, their Kedushin is not viewed as a Kedushin. The Raisa. Or Ben Teish Shonam V'yamechad. And all these cases, Paislin, if she's a Bas Kayin who's married to Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. V'loy Machilim, if she's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kayin, she can't eat Truma either. Says the Gemara, if we have a case that Sofik Sheben Teish Shana V'yamechad, Sofik Shana, we have this child, and we don't know if he's 9 years old or not. Sofik Hevish Deis Aris, Sofik Shloi Hevi, we don't know if he's considered an adult, because an adult is not an adult until he brings Shtei Saris. The halacha is that he's paisel, he could prevent a woman from eating truma, but he can't give her the right to eat truma. Nofa bayis alova bas achiv. If somebody was in a home and the house fell on him and his wife, who was his niece, and then he do ezemes rishon, and we don't know who died first. And she had, and the halacha is as follows, going back to the first Mishnah of Amasechta, that somebody's brother, two brothers, and the wife of one of the brothers is a niece. So we learned that the halacha is, the first Mishnah of Amasechta, that if a daughter falls to a father, to Yibam, there is no Yibam on the Erva. Now, not only is there no Yibam on the Erva, there's no Yibam on the tzara of the erva, if the brother who passed away had more than one wife. What would be the halach in this case? Well, we don't know who passed away first. We don't know if it was the daughter who passed away first. So at the moment of death, which is the defining moment of Yibam, the only sister-in-law that fell to Yibam is one who's not related to the surviving brother, and there's a requirement for Yibam. Or was the husband died first, and at the moment of death, his daughter felt him to Yibam. And of course, one does not do Yibam on his daughter, nor does he do Yibam on her tzara. So the question is this okay? What should we do? says the Mishnah, in such a situation, chaletzis v'loimus yabemis. We learned in the Mishnah, huber paisel v'enamachel. Says the Gemara, bas kain l'Yisrael, if a bas kain married Yisrael, paselay. The halacha is, that if a bas kain marries a Yisrael, and then her husband dies, she has no children, she's allowed to go back to her parents' home, to truma. In this case, since she's pregnant from the Yisrael, that prevents her from being able to eat truma, because the Torah says, "V'zera ein la v'shava abeis aviyu k'nurea." Pratum uberes. If she's pregnant, she's not like k'nurea beis aviyu. V'bas Yisrael koini. If she was a bas Yisrael who's married to a koyin, with halacha she eats truma, and not only does she eat truma, she continues eating truma if she had children. The halacha is if the child is only an uber loy machel. Because as we've learned in our shi'a extensively, yulud machel, sheni yulud ena machel. We learned further, hayavam paisav ena machel. What does that mean? I bas koin l'Yisrael. That means if a bas koin was married to Yisrael, and she's a shemeris yavam to his brothers, pasalei. Because the Torah says, v'shava beis avio. When could a bas koin resume eating truma? When she's able to go back to her parents' home. She can't go back to her parents' home because she's a pratla shemer shavim. V'bas Yisrael koyin hi lemachala, even though she has a zika to a koyin, because where is there halacha that the wife and the avodim of a koyin get to truma? Kinyan kaspoy amrachmana. For this one is not kinyan kaspoy. She's only kinyan da'achavu because she's a shemer shavim to the brother.